Our scripture reading this morning is in 1 Samuel chapter 22. We'll read the whole chapter, 1 Samuel 22. We've been reading through this book over the past months, and we're continuing on. And in this section, you'll remember in 1 Samuel, David is on the run. He is fleeing from Saul. He has already been anointed as king, but not installed as king. And in this intervening time between his anointing and his installation, he's often under attack, in this case, from Saul himself. And the way this chapter plays out, Saul finds out that David has been in his territory. David has made some provision for his family members because he's in great danger, and David is continually being blessed by the Lord. People are gathering around him. But Saul finds out that David has been in his territory, and Saul is furious at this news. He wonders why people haven't told him this before, and he sees enemies all around. He's really captured by self-pity. And in his rage, he actually curses those people who had not told him what he thought he had the right to know about David's presence. And in fact, he's so angry that he wants the priests who were in that area to all be executed. Well, Saul's men have at least enough wisdom and sense to not follow that order. But there is a man in this chapter who's actually one of the main characters in the chapter named Doeg the Edomite. And Doeg is more than willing to acquiesce to all Saul's wishes. In fact, he tells Saul about David's presence. And when Saul gives this wicked order to have the priests killed, Doeg does it himself. And it's worth reflecting a little bit on Doeg, because David reflects on him in Psalm 52. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, David composes this psalm, and it is about Doeg the Edomite. And I want to read just a few of David's inspired reflections about Doeg. It will give us some understanding of what's happening in this chapter. Here's what he says: "Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction. Like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit, you love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right." And in the midst of this difficulty that David is facing, here's what he says: "But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God, that covenant faithfulness of God, forever and ever. I will thank you forever, because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly." So David maintains his confidence in God's covenant promises, even as Saul and wicked men close in. Well, let's read 1 Samuel 22, beginning in verse 1 and going through verse 23. David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul gathered to him. And he became commander over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother stay with you till I know what God will do for me." And he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not remain in the stronghold, depart and go into the land of Judah." So David departed and went into the forest of Hereph. Now Saul heard that David was discovered, and the men who were with him. Saul was sitting at Gibeah under the tamarisk tree on the height with his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. And Saul said to his servants who stood about him, "Hear now, people of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? And will he make you all commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me? No one discloses to me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is sorry for me or discloses to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day." Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who stood by the servants of Saul, "I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine. Then the king sent to summon Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests who were at Nob, and all of them came to the king. And Saul said, 'Hear now, son of Ahitub,' and he answered, 'Here I am, my lord.' And Saul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, in that you have given him a bread and a sword and have inquired of God for him so that he has risen against me to lie in wait as at this day?" Then Ahimelech answered the king, "And who among all your servants is so faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law and captain over your bodyguard and honored in your house? Is today the first time that I have inquired of God for him? No. Let not the king impute anything to his servant or to all the house of my father, for your servant has known nothing of all this, much or little. And the king said, "You shall surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." And the king said to the guard who stood about him, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and they knew that he fled and did not disclose it to me." But the servants of the king would not put out their hand to strike the priests of the Lord. Then the king said to Doeg, you turn and strike the priests." And Doeg the Edomite turned and struck down the priests, and he killed on that day 85 persons who wore the linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, he put to the sword, both man and woman, child and infant, ox, donkey, and sheep he put to the sword. But one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. And David said to Abiathar, "I knew on that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul, 'I have occasioned the death of all the persons of your father's house. Stay with me. Do not be afraid. For he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safekeeping.'"